Hello, I'm Jason Ball, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one at a time. I'm here with my friends again, Jackie and Vanessa.
Hi, I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and I am the biggest Friends fan, fanatic fan, 100, emoji 100, this is me.
And I'm Vanessa Martinez, a newbie. I just started watching during quarantine, and I'm on season 3 with my friends.
Yay. All right. This is the 54th episode, the one with the flashback. It premiered on October 31st, 1996, to 23.3 million viewers. It's interesting this was on Halloween, but it's not a Halloween episode.
Not a Halloween episode. They do have Halloween episodes, too, in later seasons, but this has nothing to do with Halloween.
But it's an interesting story. It's good backstory, good history lesson.
Yes, I like this episode a lot.
All right, tell us what happened.
All right, so Janice and Chandler are still together, and she asks anyone if anyone has ever bumped uglies, and they all said no, but said, has anyone almost bumped uglies?
Okay, enough with the...
That's what she says!
I know.
And then when she says almost, they all look at each other, and they're like, oh, and they change the subject, so that prompts the flashback.
Go to commercial break.
Yes.
Oh, and go to the flashback 3 years earlier.
Yeah, 3 years earlier. And I really like this episode. I thought it was funny. I thought, because we all wondered, what led to this? How did this happen? And we all kind of get it all in one episode.
Yeah. I like how we see all the different perspectives of what could have been. Yeah. Because at this point, it's like me watching, I'm seeing all of these couples, but you always wonder, oh, did they ever hook up? Did they ever get together? Mm-hmm. And now we know Monica and Joey had a thing for each other. Ross and Phoebe made out. Chandler and Rachel were eyeing each other. So it makes me wonder, at any point in the flashback into where we are now, if they ever like rekindled their relationship at any point.
Well, I also know that there is, and this is one of the first things I've noticed too when I was watching, is that there is a plot flaw with the Chandler and Rachel, because in the other episodes, Thanksgiving episodes, we see that Rachel has met Chandler already. So why does she pretend she doesn't know him when he like drops his ball from the billiards, by her? Like they don't acknowledge that they know each other. So plot flaw.
That's true. But I think Rachel probably wouldn't remember him, though.
She's so into herself that
Oh my gosh,
she cares about.
But so Chandler herself. Would remember her, I feel like.
Yeah. And it's just, I like all, like you said, Vanessa, it's like what could have been with all these couples. And I like that they did this. And I like that they didn't bring Rachel, obviously, because the show starts off with her coming right in, on her wedding day. They didn't bring her in too much, and all the jokes that they said about, each one of them, it all worked so well, and I really liked this episode.
I like that. I had to think about it, though, because I'm a very timeline,
yes,
linear person. So I'm like, okay, so 3 years ago, mm-hmm, would be really just 1 year before the show started, that episode. So it's not that far in the history.
Yes. Yes.
So I thought that was interesting.
Well, that's what they said to Rachel when she was with her friends sitting at the table. She says, 1 year from today, mm-hmm, you're going to marry Barry. And that, as we know, is the year that she left him, obviously. So,
because when Ross was first talking about Susan, mm-hmm, being a lesbian, I'm like, wow, that took a long time for them to get divorced. But it really was just a year.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, he's saying that Carol met Susan, and there's a friend, and they're going to the gym a lot and dropping little hints, and he's like, no, it's fine, girls' night out. I just thought that was funny. But it is a lot, like a long time. It's like, hey, you find out, and it took a whole year to like finally move out. I guess maybe they try to work through things.
Yeah, I don't know. Divorces take time.
Yeah, it's left to imagination. Exactly.
Yeah, I like how my question was answered. Because I remember asking, I think, mm-hmm, in the first episode when Rachel walks in her wedding dress, and like, why did she go to Monica? Like, why wasn't Monica invited to her wedding? But now we know that we see Rachel at the bar, and Monica's like, I forgot what she said. She was just like, oh, bet like $100 I don't see her again, or something like that.
Bet $10 I'll never see her again. $10.
Yes. Yeah. And then she came back that year later in her wedding dress to Monica asking yeah. for help.
Yeah. And again, it's just one of those friendships where she is still in her bubble, you know, doing her thing, Rachel, and Monica's moved on from being in her hometown. So it's just one of those friendships you kind of lose touch with, you know, and then she comes right back in. And so kind of pick it up where you left off, shows how good of friends they were back then. So, and of course we see the development throughout the series of Rachel.
So what do you think about Central Perk being a bar?
I thought that was good. I was like, they, and the, again, the jokes on this episode are so good because it's, you know, where are we going to hang out now? And they still hang out in Central Perk, you know, and it's all jokes that we know the answers to today. So I like how they reference that.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Do you guys think Monica and Joey could have really hit it off?
No.
Because, yeah, no, because she's wants a relationship. She wants a boyfriend, and he's like Mr., you know, Playboy. So
he is hilarious, though, how he took the lemonade for a...
He took it a little too far.
And then he just stripped down. Hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. It was way too far. And
that was. What about Ross and... What about Ross and Phoebe?
That was weird.
Really? I could see it.
No.
He's very like matter of fact, very like scientific. And it's funny that we've seen her, how like she has no conception of any of that in her mind.
Uh-huh.
So opposites do attract. And I think they would have been great.
Oh, no, I don't know. Maybe just because I know that he, you know, belongs with Rachel and he's with Rachel at this time in season three, you know, I don't know. I thought it was weird. Cause they're so opposites.
I was going to say, do you think that Chandler and there's a little foreshadowing here, Marta and David wrote this episode. So do you think they had in mind to kind of plant that seed of Monica and Chandler at this point, or was it just, cause when they, you know, he goes to console her about in that when she's wearing a towel, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was sweet. I think they did know by then because they've seen the chemistry between Courtney Cox and Matthew Perry when they're trying to lose, when she doesn't have a job and she's trying to make him lose weight. You know, we saw the chemistry of them two together. I think this was just another like seed that they were doing. So I do think they kind of planted that. Yeah.
I'll have to watch.
It was sweet though, the way he was consoling her and, you know, I don't know why you don't have a boyfriend. And granted, like, again, this is back then, a woman is not defined by her relationship, but still I like that, like, he consoled her with it because she is wondering.
And of course, she has the nicest towels. Is this 100% cotton?
It was 100% cotton. Yeah. Yeah. It was cute.
Do you guys think Chandler and Monica or Rachel, Chandler and Rachel would have or could have hit it off?
I think they should have.
Oh, no.
I think it would be funny if they had.
Yeah,
it would have been funny, but I, again, like, maybe because I've seen this show so many times, and I just, again, I don't think so, because she is just too hoity-toity. She's too much of a snob for him, you know, like, at this point, and maybe later in development, but no.
Doesn't he have a good job, and he dresses nicely?
Yeah. But he's not a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. She's too much a snob. And
I think it's interesting, though, that Rachel, there's a defining transition in her personality and who she is. The pre-wedding, when she walks out on the wedding, she is very different prior to that moment in time than she is after that. Even her physical appearance is very different.
I don't even recognize her.
Right. The hair is different. She's got the nails. She's got all of that kind of suburban New York. And then she suddenly draws a line in the sand and becomes this kind of city girl. I think it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she knows that this is a different point of her life. And then she kind of like has to adjust to it. And she's not around all these other girls, by the way, who are like the small town Long Island, you know, girls that she is normal. She's out of her bubble, so she maybe transitions out of it, obviously. You know?
Or she just mocks she imitates whatever's around her.
Mm-hmm. But in reality, everybody wants to imitate her. With her
she dresses more like Monica and, that has more of a, like, a contemporary haircut. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just very interesting how she's very, very pre-Friends episode one, mm-hmm. is very different than post for Rachel. I think it's,
well, I like the post Rachel.
Well, yes, we all do.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and she just like leans in when she meets Monica. She like puts her hand up first. Oh, look what I, you know, and
right.
I'm just like, oh, like these notions that it's like this is all women are meant to do is meant to like grow up and be married, you know, and that's what it was in the 90s, you know, and it's just it bothers me, but I'm glad that she obviously steps out of that and then rediscovers herself as she leaves him at the altar.
Yes. Should we take a quick break and then talk about Joey and Chandler?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
All right, we are back, Friends with Friends, the one with the flashback. We learned a lot. We learned a lot about, I think it's hilarious that Mr. Heckles is the reason that Joey gets to move in with Chandler.
Yes.
I kind of forgot about Mr. Heckles. And I'm like, oh my gosh, poor Mr. Heckles, he's dead.
He's dead, yeah. But this is his last appearance. We're never going to see him again, but I like that he is the reason. If Mr. Heckles didn't happen, then Friends wouldn't have happened.
Right. It would be, what's his name?
Eric.
Yeah.
The porn star sister and the model photographer and the beach house. Yeah. I thought that was good.
And poor actor who played Eric. His claim to fame is he was in one of those Geico commercials.
Yes. I was like, oh, wait. I kind of recognize you.
That's funny.
Yeah.
We start to see how Phoebe slowly moves out of Monica's apartment too.
Yeah. Why wouldn't Monica notice that? They make that point too. Ross makes that point. It's like she is so neurotic, but she doesn't notice that Phoebe's slowly doing it, you know, like a little bit here and there.
I think maybe she never thought that Phoebe would ever leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe she was too worried about like trying to find a boyfriend. Mm.
That's true.
But also, so then that means that Monica had an open room for a whole entire year before Rachel moved in. So that's a long time to like front up the rent, you know, rent.
She had a good job in those days.
This is also the first time that they kind of address the big apartment and saying it's her grandmother who is afraid of MCR. So like she says, like, normally I wouldn't be able to afford this kind of place, because when Joey walks in, he goes, oh, this is great. And yeah, so
it was one of those rent controlled New York apartments where her grandmother was hardly paying anything, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And she illegally took it over.
And that was something like that a lot of people thought. It's like, how are these friends able to afford a big place like this? And at least it's kind of addressed. So
that does happen.
Yeah, exactly. I know some people with rent controlled apartments, and I'm like, what? You pay what? Right. In LA. And I'm like, how do I get one of those?
Yeah, it's even worse in New York.
Oh man.
I noticed that Monica does have a lot of plants by the window.
Yeah.
And I wondered where they all went. They must have all died.
Maybe they're all Phoebe's though. Maybe they're all
maybe Phoebe was keeping them alive. She's a plant person sort of thing.
Yeah.
I do love that how Phoebe addresses ugly naked guy, but in those days he was cute naked guy, but he's gaining weight though.
Yes. Cute naked guy. Oh, cute naked guy is putting on a little weight. And then like a year later, he becomes ugly naked guy.
I do love that Chandler and Ross finally bond over Baywatch.
And
that Chandler had never seen it before. I think that was very amusing.
Well, because, Joey said when he was interviewing him, he's like, I have my own TV. So that doesn't mean Chandler didn't have a TV before. I don't know. But
Chandler doesn't seem like a TV watcher.
Yeah, that's true. But I like how he's like, no, don't get up. And he pulls the beer. Joey pulls the beer
out. Oh, out of his cooler?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, those women are pretty. And the whole Baywatch thing. And you notice too is like Chandler tries to use that to bond with Eddie previously. And it sort of worked, sort of didn't. So it's like the common bonding show that they watch.
Yeah. I do like the ending between the whole group when they were in the bar. Mm-hmm. How the whole friendship kind of just started off by Chandler introducing Joey to the crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really liked it. It was so simple, so nice, and it just ended like that.
Yes. Yeah, it was nice. I like that. Yeah, it's like here they are. Here's the five, you know, until obviously Rachel walks in a year later. But yeah, it was nice. I like that a lot.
I love the tag ending too, where Rachel walks back into the bar and hits the jukebox and makes the come on to Chandler, which that was very funny. And then it's she's fantasizing about Chandler. Hilarious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also one of the friends at Rachel's table when she is there, you know, having drinks is Marissa Ribisi. The redhead, the curly haired one is Giovanni Ribisi's sister. And Giovanni Ribisi plays Frank Jr., Phoebe's brother. So I didn't notice that either until I was looking up, you know, stuff about this episode. And I was like, oh, and she's still an actress. And she's currently married to Beck, the singer.
I think they just got divorced.
Oh, they did. Oh,
well, I think they had last year. But yes, they were married for a long time.
Yeah, they were married for a long time.
Isn't that interesting? They have two kids together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, as long as you just know somebody, the show Friends, and you'll be on the show eventually. As an extra, as someone sitting on the table, maybe one line.
Yeah, but we've talked about this before. In Hollywood, people work with the same people over and over again because they can trust that their work ethic and their quality of work, and they know what they can get from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so, yeah, I guess it even comes with sisters.
Families included.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we see that with Matthew Perry and his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Julia Roberts' sister was on one of the episodes too, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was on a Super Bowl episode. Mm-hmm. The one that which Julia Roberts is in. So, yeah, bring all their siblings.
Did you guys have a favorite line?
Yeah, my favorite lines were all the jokes that they say about the current status of Friends. So when Courtney is talking to Joey about the Italian guy, oh, did you choose the Italian guy? He's so cute. And then Chandler goes, oh, yes, that's what I want. A roommate I can walk around with and be referred to as the funny one. And that's exactly what he is. That's exactly what he is. And that's who he becomes. It's like Chandler's the funny one. You got Joey, the hot one. And then also with Rachel, when she's sitting down and she gets the wrong drinks orders from the bartender or the waitress, she goes, how hard is it to get a couple drinks right? It's like, and she's the one who's a bad waitress. That becomes hard to get a couple drinks right for coffee.
That was a great line. That was a great little foreshadowing, little inside joke into, Rachel, for sure.
Yeah.
Vanessa?
I like Phoebe's, where she's moving out slowly. And she's like, I need to live in a land where people can spill.
I love that. I agree with that, too. I thought it was kind of funny the exchange between Phoebe and Mr. Heckles when he comes in. No, Mr. Heckles, no one is making any noise up here. He says, you're disturbing my oboe practice. And Phoebe says, you don't play the oboe. I could play the oboe, Phoebe. Then I'm going to have to ask you to keep it down. And she's so proud of herself for that.
Yeah, she did like a little jump at the end.
And that's what he does too. It's like throughout the series, like, you don't have any birds, Mr. Heckles. I could have birds. Like, that's kind of just that little line. I can have birds. I could do this. That's who
you're
he
not
is.
Joey's, you're not Chandler's roommate. Yeah. I could be Joey's Chandler's roommate.
Yeah. And then Chandler gets out of his room and goes, ah! Because he's just chilling there. That's so random.
Very fun. Very cute. Very cute episode. Nice little backgrounder. We learned a lot about everybody. Mm-hmm. For some reason, it makes me like Joey better, and I don't know why.
Because he was so forward. Like,
he's just cute. And he is what he is. He likes Baywatch and has a cooler of beer beside his chair. And
total alpha male, yeah.
Not in an overly aggressive way, and just
It
looked like Monica and Joey could have been brother and sister.
Dark hair. Yeah.
That is true. They do look like they could be
siblings.
That's funny. Well, all right. So next time on the episode coming up, someone's getting a race car bed, and it ain't Baby Ben. That's a fun little plot twist. And
if you like us, give us 5-star ratings and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
And follow us on Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram. You'll find loads of content, movies that are referred, TV shows that I refer to in each of these episodes. Nathan gives us those. So make sure to follow us. And
our Instagram is very interesting. I'm very proud of the Instagram page. You guys are doing some great content there.
Oh, we have a new fan comment.
Oh, we do?
From Croatia.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Do tell.
All right. So her name is Tina from Croatia. Just started listening to your podcast a month ago, and now I'm listening to it every single day. You're so funny. Greetings from Croatia. Ross is the best. Heart emoji.
Hi, Croatia.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, send us more comments. We'll read them out on the air. Thank you.
Bye.